There's nothing quite like the beach. The hot sand slipping in between your toes, the cool clasp of water rushing against your ankles as you walk along the shoreline. Whether it be the place you go to clear your head, your home, or just your place of work.
No matter where it is, the beach plays an important part in the livelihood and well-being of many Australians.
What many Australians consider a distant problem is now fast approaching and needs our attention now more than ever. We can no longer continue to bury our heads in the sand.
My name is Jesse Fairweather.
My name is Kian Lavender.
And my name is Eleanor Marsh. Follow us as we dive headfirst into the issue of coastal erosion and variability.
At the heart of the conversation is Collaroy, a small coastal town situated on a Gurungai country, 22 kilometres northeast of Sydney's Grand Business District, and one that has been heavily impacted by severe coastal erosion and variability. What was once a sleepy hideaway with spectacular waves and magnificent beaches has been damaged by massive coastal swells and extreme weather events. The only bastion preventing this sleepy town from washing away is a seawall encircling both private properties and shared public areas between Collaroy and South Narrabeen. But why have alarm bells only been raised over the last decade? What is currently happening to Collaroy is indicative of a much larger issue, one that has and is continuing to directly affect other beloved coastal locales across the globe.
Coastal erosion refers to the displacement or loss of land and material such as rocks and sand along coastlines. On the other hand, coastal variability is the temporary and continuous fluctuation of sand or sediment in a system. While both phenomena are naturally occurring processes, the effects of climate change are ramping up the speed and severity in which coastlines are fluctuating and deteriorating, placing greater pressure on local governments and communities to adjust and adapt to the increasing changes occurring on beachfronts and coastlines.
An increase in extreme weather events such as storms, floods, and rising sea levels all account for a variety of problems that coastal scientists and engineers like Ian Turner from the University of New South Wales have been closely monitoring.
The largest temporary loss of sand that we've seen in the 45 years of monitoring, and it was a 1 in 5 year storm. We should have seen plenty of those events before.
Dr. Ian Turner also spoke of the damages that these weather events can cause not only on the beaches, but also the coastline and infrastructure of Australia.
So shifting regional weather patterns and rising sea level will both result in challenges and result in high frequency of the sort of damage we saw. Narrabeen Collaroy grabbed the attention because of the pool on the beach, but actually damage was experienced from Queensland down to Tasmania because of that storm. Very widespread, a lot of infrastructure damaged. We will be seeing more of that in the coming decades, and that's what we need to prepare for.
Climate change poses both short-term and long-term impacts that will cost the natural environment, along with infrastructure and urban developments, properties and recreational activities. In the short term, increased coastal erosion and variability brought on by climate change has seen the loss of plantation and habitat of coastal wildlife, along with beach closures as conditions become too dangerous for recreational use.
Now, as time has marched on, these issues have extended out to local aquacultural and fishing industries as the water quality of coastal wetlands declines and has caused social and political tensions to rise. Economic measures to fix and maintain the beachfront and protect private properties creates rifts between councils and property owners, further intensifying the issue.
As climate change and its impacts become progressively more severe, Collaroy's losses won't end at just sand. Beachside properties and navigation routes will suffer damage, threatening the safety of Collaroy's residents and the property value. In the United States, coastal erosion is responsible for approximately $500 million per year in coastal property loss. The coast is considered home for many, and climate change poses a risk to the habitats and plantations that are placed there. Coastal forests, seagrass beds, salt marshes, and intertidal flats are considered rare, and these will be put at significant risk if we continue to not act. Likewise, our Australian culture is at risk due to beaches potentially becoming too hazardous for recreational activity.
But not all hope is lost. There are many different management strategies and protective measures available to help combat the effects of increasing coastal erosion and variability. However, the one strategy that has caught the attention of the public eye and media is the construction of a 7 meter tall seawall.
If the goal is to protect that infrastructure being damaged during storms, they're extremely effective. We can build a wall and they can be of a variety of materials. They can even be actually buried in the sand so you don't see them until the storm occurs. They really do provide a hard line in the sand, if you like, to protect the infrastructure behind it.
Despite this, not everyone feels the construction of the seawall is the best solution, with fears circulating throughout the community that the seawall is causing more harm than good. The Surfriders Foundation Australia campaign, Line in the Sand, gained over 3,000 signatures on a petition against the construction of the vertical seawall in 2002, with locals and advocates urging the council to invest in other solutions like sand nourishment and offshore artificial reefs.
20 years down the line, local residents and advocates are still resisting and fighting for new solutions, with hundreds of protesters lining along the beach in November 2021 as a statement of their anger towards the council's alleged lack of communication and consultation with residents over the wall's construction and inappropriate response to coastal erosion at Collaroy Narrabeen Beach. We spoke to Michael Gleeson, the treasurer of Long Reef Surf Riders Association, regarding these seawalls and more.
Yeah, the new seawall built between, I think, Stewart Street and Mateer Street, and that's having a pretty devastating impact on the beach now. Now, we've lost easily 100 metres of beach width. The public beach zone in front of the lifeguard tower can be as little as 20 metres, whereas before it was 150 metres.
There are fears that these concerns may be falling on deaf ears, as locals have been protesting for nearly 30 years. Organisations such as the Northern Beaches Council have had their say in the matter, putting in place various plans to stem the rising tide. Solutions seem to be thrown around, but the act of placing them is a different matter entirely, especially when the issue isn't taken seriously or given enough mainstream attention.
The issue highlights a culture of ignorance deeply ingrained within the fabric of our society. And while under a leadership that continuously fails to address environmental issues such as coastal erosion and climate change, we ask ourselves, how can we talk about these issues in ways that cultivates a sense of awareness, understanding, and compassion for the environment we share and those we share it with?
The beach holds great historical, cultural, and social significance to many different groups of people, including but not limited to surfers, frequent beachgoers, local residents, and the traditional landowners, the Garigal people. By listening to the stories and experiences of those who have held a close connection to Collaroy, Narrabeen Beach, we are able to better understand how coastal erosion and variability is impacting these different communities.
This helps us to understand their concerns and opinions on the matter, facilitating space for the development of more holistic solutions in tandem with local governments that are sensitive to people's social, cultural, physical, economic, and spiritual needs. On a broader scale, the stories and experiences of others can help others who may not be directly impacted build a greater awareness and compassion towards the matter.
Well, my life revolves around the beach. So we've lost me and for most of the guys in our club, the beach is where we enjoy our lives. Yeah.
Through effective and open communication like such, local and federal governments can feel confident implementing solutions that they know locals can proudly support, strengthening the public's trust and confidence in their leaders as well.
But most importantly, we need to communicate the issue, spread awareness and develop interest in fixing it amongst the general public, outline the drastic effects sand erosion can have on our country's pristine coastlines, and showcase what damage they've already done. If we can't inform the world of the issue, then we can't ever hope to solve it.
It's important to remember that coastal erosion and variability isn't all doom and gloom. The current threats and risks to Collaroy Narrabeen Beach provide a unique opportunity for further discussions about climate change and a purpose for people from far and wide to come together and work towards a common cause.
In the end, the hope and the mission lies with us, the people of Australia. We must ensure that our voices are not silenced and that we continue to spread the message about the issues that face the sleepy town of Collaroy about the dangers of sand erosion and the ever-looming presence of climate change.
We need to keep speaking up about this issue, about Collaroy, and about the greater effects this will have on our planet. All change begins with a conversation. We won't be able to bury our heads in the sand if there's no sand left to bury them in.